Episode 806, You Are Able.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day. It is Sweet Spirit Sunday, and I hope that you are getting a lot of well-deserved rest. I know how crazy the week can be, and I know for me, it's usually my catch-up time. And lately, it's been raining a lot here. We've just had this constant spring rain, but I hope in your heart it is bright and shiny as ever. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to the family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you haven't already had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Today, we're talking about Sweet Spirit, and it's really just a time of reflection. It also, in all honesty, seriously, it gives my brain a rest because when I do these episodes for you all, yes, a lot of it is based on all my experience, years of it. And I'm not that old, but I have lived a very worldly life. I have seen a lot of things, good and bad. And so I try to bring all of that into very simplistic things that we do here, which are, you know, I try to make them up as the kisses. So things that will begin to sink in and will mean something to you later when maybe you're caught in a situation. You're like, oh, wait, now this kind of rings true. Or I could try this. This might help me. Today, though, it's Sweet Spirit, and I really just want this to be a time of reflection. And with that, that allows me a little bit more time just to kind of get real with you, to get down to the nitty-gritty, because, you know, we try to sometimes put on that mask, right? Being always prim and proper, and I so am not. I like to hang out in my sweats. I like to be comfortable. I like to sit there with my kids doing their thing, and we're all in the same room. We've got the music going on overhead, and we're just kind of jamming in our own little, and then we would interject. And I love that about the weekend. It truly is a time of reflection for me. And so I wanted to bring that today to you all. And it's all about You Are Able. I was sitting here watching the early spring rain fall, and it makes it easy for my mind to wander to self-defeat. Yeah, believe it or not, I don't think that I can always do what I set out to do. The dreams that I have sometimes, I hold myself back. I think about all the things I should have completed for the week. The more things I still must do, which I know that list even gets longer, I feel like a failure, and I huddle in my own warm blanket with the skies grayed out and the cold gracing my nose, only to hope I am able. Sometimes even a tear will trickle down the side of my face. And lately, I've been fighting a little bit of congestion. We were traveling a little bit, and I think I was fighting that off. So some of it is just like, okay, it actually seems like I'm crying more than what I really am. But then I'm quickly reminded, I am the vine, you are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. That's John 15:5. And when I'm reminded of that, it tells me that, you know what, I'm trying to do life all by myself, of my own accord, trying to do it my way. Cook things my way. Prepare things my way. Hold up the world my way. Are you trying to do life alone from your own strength? You are able only when you allow Christ to be a partner in your life. But how many times have you tackled life or a situation with the strength of a 2x4? My dad was a carpenter. Sometimes I think he would have liked to have, you know, worked beside Jesus, now he is, and learn those carpentry skills that he was taught at such a young age. And he was a craftsman and a perfectionist. And I have these pens. I even have a little gavel that he made me that has my initials on it. And the handle is made with beautiful stone. And then with my initials, it's so adorable. Do you remember those old wooden blocks that, you know, we're old now, right? But that's what we would play with. The babies would play with are those little wooden blocks with all the different alphabet letters on it. and they would come of different colors. Well, he made that for me, put it all together. And that's when I was working as the president of a nonprofit over a toy library. And he wanted to build me up. And so sometimes I'm reminded how I tend to tackle life of my own accord, with my own strength of a 2x4. Whether there's a challenge or a celebration, I got the 2x4. I can do anything, right? Eventually, as life continues to bear down on you, though, what happens? Those 2x4s, their strength, they're snapped in half like toothpicks. There's nothing left to protect you, to shelter you, to support you. You can choose to climb out of the rubble scattered about you, or you can begin to understand that this season needs God's strength, His wisdom, His presence. Are you trying to do life alone? Are you caught in a situation where you feel yourself fluttering from one thing to the next? We're out here in an area where we've got kind of forest behind us. And every once in a while, we'll have deer that come right up to our back door. And it's great because when it snows and they're cold, they'll come up and then you can see after a fresh fallen snow, it's beautiful. You can see just their little hoof prints. And we're like, oh my goodness. And then, of course, when it was Christmas, we would, you know, kind of jokingly tell the kids, now, of course, they're older, but look, Santa Claus, the reindeer came. And they would just look at me and smile. Yeah, right, Mom, just keep dreaming. You know how old we are. But that's where I like to take it. I see the beauty in things, but I also know that in our challenges, in our struggles, we try to take on more than we can handle. The 2x4, yeah, we think we can do anything. We can be the carpenter of our own lives. We can build it all. But I'm here to tell you, you can't. It's a season where God needs to be a part of you. You need to use His wisdom and His presence. So what does your life look like now? Are you in a season that is fun and exciting with little stress? Ha! Sign me up. I'm coming over right now. If you're there, then you need to be grateful for that season where you are right now. Don't run away from it. Don't feel guilty that, oh my gosh, I'm really enjoying this. Life is easy. No, I caution you there. Because what happens? Seasons change. Don't get comfortable. There's a season for everything. But what if you're struggling, where your sunny days are still grayed out days? You're just not getting where you need to be going. Maybe you're trying to find that perfect job. Maybe you're trying to build that business. Maybe you're trying to finish your education. Maybe you're trying to raise your adorable children who are just driving you batty right now. I know, I've been there. Just go to the garage, close the door, and count to 100. They'll survive. They'll figure it out themselves, and then you can go back in. You just can't count to 10, though. I always had to go a little bit higher. I'm just saying. But seriously, are you struggling? Because I know how life can look so just dreary. Dreary and dreary. I'm going to make it one word together. It's just crap. I don't say that word lightly either. That's kind of like my four-letter swear word. I'm just saying, putting it out there because I don't swear very much. So that's about as good as it gets. The kids know if I'm using that. And then one that starts with a D, beware. Mama's kind of a little bit on edge. But during these days that you're struggling, the situations, wherever you are in your walk right now on your journey, you are able, when you rely and reconnect with whom you are created from, God. I tried to do it on my own so many times in life. And a lot of times, you know what? God always came to my rescue. But still, I would try to outdo and overdo. I wanted that 120%, but it always came with a price. But when I would step back long enough and stop and go, wait a minute, who's in charge here? Is it me or am I partnering with God? Oh no, it's God. I got to partner with Him. I got to allow Him to be a part of my life. not just at my convenience. And sometimes when we're most inconvenienced is when we need him the most. So think about it. You are able when you rely and reconnect with whom you are created from. You are able when you let him use his wisdom in your situation. You are able when you open the door for conversation, when you pray. You are able when you listen in his presence. You are able when his strength sustains you. You are able. As we begin a new season, I mean, spring is here, right? Spring has sprung. We're a little damp right now. I got a little river running through my backyard because literally we have been raining now for 2 days straight. I'm ready for it to stop. We do need the rain, but there comes a point where you just don't want it all in 1 day or 2 days. Spread it out, Lord. That's what I tell them. Spread out your goodness, Lord. Spread it out. As we begin this new season, take time today to reflect on your blessings and your challenges. Open your heart and mind. Open up your spirit to allowing God to be the vine, the source and sustenance of life. Please stop going it alone. It's no fun. I mean, seriously, your parties are much more exciting when you got God on your side. Trust me on that. I know, because we are a party happening every day here. And when we've got God present, it's awesome. But we know when he's missing. And it's either myself or my husband that kind of feel that. We catch that. We're like, ooh, we're a little off here. And it's one of us who usually reins it in. And if we don't get it, one of the kids does. But it comes with practice. We're not perfect by any means. But you got to reconnect. You got to rely on the vine. Don't just do it alone. He wants to bear the fruit for you. You've got to be willing to allow him to come and partner with you. Pray and let God mend the broken fences. You are able. Reach out today. Live, love, impact. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a blessed week. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.